snowfall here in early January in New England. Hopefully you're tuning in. I have a live guest in studio today who I've had before. I'm going to do a couple things at the top of the hour and reconfigure the board. My guest will be R.D. King, who can't talk yet because the board isn't configured yet to talk to his microphone. It is noon. Let's hear a PSA for... What do we have here? I want a one-minute PSA.
I have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And by WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, doing our legally required top of the hour PSA. Carolyn's show, The Collective, has just come to a conclusion, but she's going to sit in the studio for a little while to listen to... let's see. Let's get some levels here. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Let's get a... Oh, you just have the one mic. I want you to put this one down on your guitar here. Strum here. You're listening to the... Oh, all right. Okay. This is going to be R.D. King in a few minutes. Again, you are listening to Radio Zeke. Hello out there, wherever you may be, in Cape Town, South Africa, because I know that you are getting concerned about having no water. Think about that for a minute. No water in the entire city. This is day zero is about to hit there, so I hope you guys are going to get some rain. If you're listening in Kiel, Germany, which you may well be, or Chester, England, or San Francisco, or Paris, France, hello, this is Radio Zeke. What else? Los Angeles, Nashville, Tulsa, Austin. We got listeners all over the place. We don't have anybody in Canada. Tell us, before I... you know, lead you in, Mr. Russ or R.D. King, a little bit about what you did up in Canada over the summer.
Sure. So, hi, everyone. My name is R.D. King, and I'm an instrumental guitarist. I play mostly acoustic guitar with finger picks, which are these sort of metal attachments usually used for banjo, but some people like me use them for guitar. And I went up to Canada for the first time the last summer of 2017, and I competed at a fingerstyle guitar competition in Kingston, Ontario, and it's called the Canadian Guitar Festival, and these sort of fingerstyle guitar players from all over the world go and compete there, and I was lucky to win first place there.
Bingo. There you go. Yeah. Okay, so that's not a humble brag. You can actually lay it right out there. You're one of the top fingerstyle, rising fingerstyle players in the world. So whoever is listening right now, and you don't have to blush, because I'll just lay it right out there. I had you on the show.
Everyone.
I had you on the show last summer with Nils Johnson, who actually built a guitar that I bought, as you recall.
That's right. Yeah, beautiful guitar.
Yeah, it was a really nice guy. I was thinking of bringing it in today. I'm going to start off by playing something by John Fahey, and then we'll branch over to R.D. King and continue.
Thank you.
That's the great John Fahey doing his arrangement of Amazing Grace. We've got a little tuning action here. You're going to do one of your own songs, are you not?
That's correct, yes. I'm going to start with a piece. It's actually the piece that won me the competition in Canada. It's the first track from my debut album, which I released last year, in April of last year, called Versus Self. And the album's available on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. And
just look for R.D. King.
R.D. King, yes. The initials R.D., last name King. And this is the first track off of that album.
Called
Lightness of Being.
Hit it.
Thank you.
Mr. R.D. King with his composition, Lightness of Being, live here in studio at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts University, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's a great piece, man.
Thank you so much.
When did you write that?
I wrote that about 2 years ago. It was one of the first pieces that I wrote for my album. And yeah, I was going through a very interesting time. And I was feeling, I was really feeling like my life was just moving at a speed at which I couldn't keep up. And sort of I had that feeling that, you know, I was always a few steps behind the moment. And I think life is really such a fleeting thing. And you sort of turn around and all this time has gone by. And so I sort of wrote this piece with this sort of, trying to turn this sort of desperate feeling about the transience of life into something that's really beautiful, which is, you know, that we're here in the moment and we get to experience life and all of its beauty and sorrow.
You know, as a fan of Towns Van Zandt, I always listen to, you know, the darker side of that, you know, mm-hmm. And I'd phrase that as saying the days start coming and they don't stop coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great piece. I have to ask, though, given the name of it, I presume that you have at least read the Milan Kundera. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I was reading The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which is a very famous novel by the Czech novelist Milan Kundera. I was reading that at the time.
Well worth reading, I think.
One of my favorite books.
Yeah, absolutely. There's Borges. There's Kundera's right up there.
Agreed.
Have you... Okay, yeah. We're conducting a little seminar here in the studio. Okay, do you want to play something else right now, or should I play Embryonic Journey while you figure out what to play?
How about you play Embryonic Journey? I always love to hear that one.
Okay, this is off of the second Jefferson Airplane album, the one called Surrealistic Pillow. This is the great Yorma Kaukinen short piece called Embryonic Journey, and you'll see why we're playing it. Yorma Kaukinen, recorded back in, 1967 was probably when that track was recorded, although it didn't come out till the following year, on Surrealistic Pillow. You've seen Yorma then?
I've seen Yorma play probably 4 or 5 times. When I was growing up, my dad was a huge fan of Jefferson Airplane and then Hot Tuna, which was the band that Yorma Kaukinen and Jack Cassidy, which were the acoustic and bass players for Jefferson Airplane, they sort of left, which kind of resulted in the breakup of the band. And they went and formed their own project, Hot Tuna, which... So Jefferson Airplane is a sort of 60s psychedelic rock band.
You bet you're bippy, baby. I was there.
And Hot Tuna is much more of an well, they did a lot of electric stuff as well, but it was very blues-based, acoustic and electric blues.
I'm wondering if they were still living in their mansion on in the Haight at that point. They had this, the whole band was living in this house together.
Yep.
And, I mean, those were, I'm not going to wax nostalgic because there was a lot of negative energy around too, but fortunately, Jorma Kaukonen is still not yet pushing daisies. He's on this side of the ground, and he's a fine guitar player. Have you spoken to him when you've seen him?
I've not had the chance to speak to him, but I've seen him play probably, I think 4 times, and each show is really just amazing. I mean, he and Jack, the bass player, they just do an amazing job. It's kind of incredible to me. They still play a couple hundred times a year.
Yeah. If they come up here, I mean, it would be well worth, I would think, being in the room when you finally meet him.
That'd be wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My guest today in studio at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, is the instrumental guitar player, R.D. King, fingerstyle guitar player. And you say there are some other things that Mr. Kaukonen has done. Man's Fate, is it?
Yeah, so the very first album that Hot Tuna put out after Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy left Jefferson Airplane and they formed their own band, Hot Tuna. And their very first album, which is just a self-titled, actually it's a live album of them playing a bunch of blues tunes. And I think they wrote, I'm going to say 90% of the songs on there. And there's only one instrumental track, the final track, which always stood out to me. When I was 12 or 13, I used to listen to that and just think, oh my gosh, I would never be able to play that. And, you know, one day I was able to. And I sort of tried to do an arrangement of it that combines the guitar part with the bass part. And there's kind of this crazy bass solo in there. So I kind of tried to do that on guitar.
All right. So now, you listeners out there, I'm sitting here at this point alone in the studio. There's only one guitar. Mr. King has well, I presume you can play this by heart, but like he hasn't, I sort of ambushed, I said, you know. So this is without a warm-up. Let's hear how it sounds.
All right, here it is, Man's Fate by Hot Tuna.
Thank you.
goes wild.
That's a fun one.
That's a great song right there. It's Man's Fate, which is a traditional song, I think, original. Did they write that, or was that arranged by?
As far as I know, they wrote it.
Really?
I believe they wrote it, yeah, although it does. It definitely took a lot of...
It has that traditional classic feel to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of classic blues tropes in it, for sure.
All right, okay. I'll ask you a couple of technical questions here. How old are the strings on your Martin guitar right here?
These ones are actually pretty old.
Really?
They're pretty old. But I've been using these Martin phosphor bronze strings that are actually 80-20s, which is a different ratio of bronze to nickel, I believe.
Yeah.
And
they last longer.
They last, they sound brighter. Generally, when they're new, and then they sort of last a little longer, which I like.
So, by old, do you mean 6 months, 1 month, 3 weeks? How old is old?
Oh, I guess I mean, no, they're about a week and a half old. But,
okay.
I play on them.
All,
right. You know,
all you guitar players out there who run 6 months or more with strings. Okay, so these are old at a week and a half.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been played about, I don't know, 40 hours since then, so they've got a lot of. They've been well loved. And I also use finger picks, right, which are these metal picks that go on the end of your fingers.
Right.
That are typically used for banjo, and some older guitar players use them, but not too many people use them these days. But
and so they chop up the strings.
They chop up the strings because they're metal, yeah. So my strings tend to die pretty quickly. I'll usually change them, if I have multiple shows in a week, I'll change them before every single show.
You are playing a Dreadnought Martin without a cutaway, although you're one of the very few people I know who actually use all those frets above number 14,
yes.
Know, whatever the body meets this thing on.
Yep.
How come?
I mean,
it sounds great, but...
Thanks. Yeah, for some reason, I never really was drawn to cutaway guitars, and I just fell in love with this guitar when I was 18, and this is a Martin HD35. It's definitely
a few years old. How old?
It's from 2009. So
I'm going to mention this. Guitars are basically BS. I could give this guy like a Sears guitar, and not that there's anything wrong with a Sears guitar, but it would ring like heaven's bells. Where did you grow up, Mr. R.D. King?
So I'm from the Boston area originally. I grew up in a series of towns around Boston, including Watertown, Brookline, Newton, and then out to Acton, and then Groton, for those of you who really know your Massachusetts geography. That's near the New Hampshire border.
Sure. We all know all this.
And then I went to...
Up in the heavy snow belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Ithaca College, right?
That's right. So I went to Ithaca College, which is a conservatory-style music school. They have other schools there as well, but the music school was actually the first and oldest school there in Ithaca. And yeah, so that school, I studied classical guitar. And then when I graduated with a degree in performance, I moved back to Boston, and I've been performing around here, teaching and doing, all sorts of music-related things.
Once again, let's get your website and your hype and your next show, and then we'll jump to... pre-recorded thing that you've requested. We can take a little break and you can play
Absolutely.
A few more things. Okay, so what's your next show?
Sure. So my name again is R. D. King, just the initials R. D. and last name King. My website is rdkingmusic.com, and I'm very active on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Too active, really. But I'm posting new music all the time. I'll actually be posting a new piece later today. And
would this be the one that I just saw you play at the Lizard by chance?
It would not, actually. So
oh,
I started
my goodness.
This. So that's a piece that will probably be on my next album. But I actually started this new series called 1 Minute Wednesday, where every Wednesday I write a new piece of music that's short. Usually I try to make it under a minute and a half, basically. So it's around a minute long, and I pair it with a little bit of writing. I actually write a couple paragraphs that hopefully will take only a minute to read. And sort of a meditation on a theme. For example, last week, the theme was movement, and it was about the idea that, sort of when you're feeling apathetic and depressed, that the best medicine for that is usually to start moving and to keep the blood flowing.
At this point, I could probably put on James Brown doing Get Up Off of That Thing.
Exactly.
Dance and you'll feel better.
It's exactly
get up
right.
off of that.
That was exactly the,
that's right.
I love that piece, and yeah, that's exactly what the idea was. So.
See, this is what's great about music. You know, there's this level where all the great musicians meet and hang out. You know, so I can see. At some point in my mind, the big dance party where James Brown and R.D. King are, and you know, a few other.
Oh God, I would
yeah,
love that.
Oh,
I would
absolutely. Love that. Open up the window; it's too funky in here. All right, so you have your podcast, but how can people find this podcast?
Sure. So
there must be some way, something. If only there was an internet address.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So my website is rdkingmusic.com. And that has all of my music on it, and I'll be posting my 1 minute Wednesday compositions there. I guess this will be number 5, so I just started this a little over a month ago.
Okay, your homework, students and listeners out there all over the world, is to go to rdmusic.com, rdkingmusic.com, mm-hmm. and take careful note of the new music being released. Okay, it is just about 12:30 here. We'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to put on a song here that you like by Ralph Towner. This is a live version. It's a song called Nimbus. It's coming off YouTube, so I believe the sound quality is going to be pretty good. In this combo, he's also playing with Jan Garbark and Eberhard Weber and a couple of other real fine players, John Christensen. So, there you go. Okay, so here we go. Let's listen to this particular version of Nimbus. Thank you. is the beautiful version of Nimbus by Ralph Towner and his combo. Mr. R.D. King is my guest in studio.
Hello.
We have not heard too much of you, except as a solo artist. Now, I've seen you, half a dozen more. I mean, you play around Boston quite a bit. You have a show coming up where?
So I have a show tomorrow night, actually, in Inman Square in Cambridge. It's at the Lily Pad, which is a wonderful, intimate listening room. It's going to be a sit-down environment. It should be a really special evening. I have a couple of openers, Athena and Stavro, who are both local songwriters. Great stuff. And it's going to be a really special evening. And I'm actually, speaking of playing with other people, I'm actually going to be joined by another guitar player, which will be the first time that that's happened in quite a while. And he's an old friend of mine and a really wonderful jazz guitar player. So it's going to be a special evening.
The Lily Pad, I think this is probably $10 or something like that. It's worth it. It's in Inman Square.
A whole lot of music for $10.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. I don't know if you're allowed to be commercial, but I don't care because it's starving songwriters and all that stuff. So you went, before you jump in here, you are a local product of schools around here, and it wasn't until at the very last minute you even decided to apply to music school. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So I started playing guitar when I was, I guess actually my dad got me my first guitar when I was 10 or 11, and he's a guitar player and a bass player, and my uncle went to Berkeley for guitar, and my brother, who's younger than me, knew that he wanted to go to Berkeley from when he was 3, and I think I was always just a little bit intimidated, so even after my dad had bought me a guitar and I took guitar lessons, I don't know, I think I was not sure that I had that same drive for music when I was, that young. But it started to become a bigger and bigger part of my life over the next few years, and I found myself playing and practicing, hours a day. And even still, though, I kind of was expecting to pursue a more normal career path, engineering. What else was I considering? Architecture was another possibility.
So mathematical disciplines. I'll touch on that for a minute because, it's a commonplace that people, there are certain overlaps in the Venn diagram.
Yes.
Where there is some facility with mathematical reasoning or visualization of how numbers and number theory and solutions to equations and proofs occur, and the way that people make and think about music.
Absolutely. I think there's the logic behind math and also the pattern recognition. I think if math appeals to you, music might also appeal to you, and vice versa, for sure.
Okay, we can we'll talk a little bit more, but you're going to play another one of your songs, Heartstring. Is this going to be on your record?
So this one is on the past record. This one I released sort of as a lead single to the album. It's a shorter track, and this piece I really wrote as a meditation on empathy and loving kindness, and it's sort of a reminder to be a little more gentle to ourselves and to others.
Heartstrings by R.D. King. Thank you. composition by R.D. King, my guest in studio, Heartstring. You played that the last time, too, on both guitars, as I recall.
That's right. That was the one that I played on both guitars when I was here last time.
Yeah. In case you are listening now live and would like to pick this up, it will be available on duckworthy.com, the air check of this, and perhaps R.D. King will pick that up and restream it. But you should, if you are in the Boston area, make a point of going to try and see him whenever he plays. He does play from time to time. He is at present an unsigned artist. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
You do not. You do all your own booking. You are doing it the hard way. I imagine that at some point in the next short couple minutes, that situation might change a little bit. It could happen, and in fact, it should, and almost certainly will happen. I'm going to play something by, I think, you know, everybody would acknowledge one of the great grandmasters of the classical guitar, probably the greatest of our last century. This is a Bach piece by Segovia. I'll put this on, and then we can figure out what else to play as you wind out. Saraband. Thank you. That would be the great Andres Segovia doing several pieces.
Masterful.
R.D. King, my guest in studio. And since you want to hear him and not me, you're going to do an untitled song, which
is... Correct. This is a new one. I haven't had the time to come up with a title yet.
Yeah, okay, hit it.
For now, I'm calling it The Waltz.
I'm counting along with that, and it is a waltz, but it's kind of a sprightly waltz, isn't it?
It is a sprightly waltz. Well,
it's an andante waltz. It's,
yeah, well, usually a waltz feels like 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
Right.
This one actually feels like 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3.
Right. Right. Why isn't it a polonaise? Because, I mean, it's not Polish, of course, but...
Good question. Yeah, I would say the rhythms of the melody are not quite... Polonaise-like, but perhaps...
All right, okay, all right, enough of this music theory and this dry, biscuit dryness of ancient pedantry. What will you play us out with, Mr. R.D. King?
Sure, so I actually am going to play one of the pieces that I mentioned before that I've been writing every Wednesday, a short piece, and I'm calling it 1 Minute Wednesday, and they're always sort of have a theme attached to them, and I write a little bit of text that's sort of meant to be read and listened to at the same time.
Which you'll have to go online to see, because he does not have that in front of him, and we don't have a video feed out of here.
Exactly.
But do you have a title for this short piece?
This one's called Movement.
Okay. ¶¶ jump over to the accompanying literature and meditate for a moment or two on the general theory and concept of movement and Indeed. The way that it keeps one active and lively. Thank you so much, Mr. R.D. King, for being my guest here.
Thanks for having me, Zeke. Always a pleasure to be here.
No, this is a real honor. It's great. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. You can pick this whole show up on duckworthy.com in about 2 or 3 hours. My guest today has been Mr. R.D. King, who is an accomplished instrumental guitar player at the very beginning of what will undoubtedly be an illustrious career. And you can catch him tomorrow night over at the Lily Pad, which I strongly recommend that you do. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play, as we leave, a song by Bert Janch and John Renburn, First Light.